Chapter 87. Ron's first experience with detention, Jersey Catholic style, came when he forgot his Latin book. Brother Dalbin wrote out the jug slip like he was handing Ron a piece of candy. At the end of the day, Ron reported to Jug. The boys were lined up facing away from the desk in an empty room. They were positioned in front of a clock. They were told to stand with their arms folded across their chests, their backs straight, and their heels at 45-degree angles. It wasn't uncomfortable for the first 5 minutes, but then Ron felt his left knee begin to stiffen and throb. Brother Conrad was in charge of Jug. The students called him the Silver Fox because his hair was all silver and gray, and he seemed to have the ability to sneak around silently and be just where you didn't want him to be. The rumor was that he used to be a Marine. About 15 minutes into the one-hour detention, Brother Conrad silently glided down the aisle between the punished boys and found a boy who was cradling a book between his folded arms. The room had been silent except for the ticking clock, and Conrad had heard the turning of a page. There was a smirk on his face when he found the culprit. "What have we here?" he said in a deep, booming voice that seemed to shatter the endless ticking in the quiet room. Jimmy Rollins shrunk. Conrad's hand slapped him on the back of his head, and his hair stood up comically after the blow. Ron felt himself starting to giggle at the sight of the exaggerated cowlick that now stood up like an accusation. Conrad moved in front of the boy and peered into his face. "Did you really expect to be allowed to cheat my clock, Rollins?" "No, brother. And now you are lying to me. Do you think that I am some ass of a fool, Rollins?" "No, brother. Of course you do, Rollins. You think that you are more clever than I am. Let me show you where your cleverness has gotten you." Brother Conrad extended both of Colin's arms out straight. He placed the history book on his left palm and then walked quickly back to his desk and retrieved another book and placed it on Rollins' right palm. "Each time you drop a book, Rollins, you get the reward of another day of jug. Of course, if you are strong enough to stand like this for the next 40 minutes, you will have proven that you are indeed more clever than I am. But I sincerely doubt that." Now the boys could not help but stand there and stare at Rollins. In a very short time, his arms started to shake, and the double thud of the books hitting the floor could be heard. This time, Conrad did not bother to get up from the back of the desk. "Two more days, Rollins. Resume your position." A moment later, the books dropped again. This time, Conrad came down the aisle. "Now you owe me 4 days." Jimmy Rollins was shaking, but he was fighting to hold back the tears. "I can't do it, brother." "Don't feel so clever now, do you, Rollins?" "No, brother." "And not particularly strong, are you?" "No, brother." "Well, Rollins, if you are neither clever nor strong, what does that make you?" "I don't know, brother." "Neither do I, Rollins. Neither do I." Conrad walked away without saying anything. Rollins was in a quandary. What was he supposed to do now? He timidly lay the books at his feet and resumed his original position. The hour ticked past. Ron was given his signed jug slip that he had proved that he had lived up to his obligation. His walk home was painful, but triumphant.